Stay tuned. We got live music coming up from Gina Chavez, a part of the inaugural presentation this evening at the Levitt Pavilion, Dayton. The beginning of an era here in our Gem City, and our guests today are part of that. Stay tuned, and don't forget, support for WISO comes from our listeners. We're also supported by Timeless Cabinetry by the Reckworth Company. Their custom kitchen and bath cabinets are made in downtown Dayton by experienced cabinet makers, painted or stained and custom sized. Now on display, along with their custom cabinet lines, in their showroom across from 5th 3rd Field in Dayton. Details at Reckworth Company. I should say Reckworth.com. Again, that's full details at Reckworth.com. And the Herndon Gallery at Antioch College welcoming the public to their current exhibition, Michael Hombus Drank the Water. Hombus is a multimedia artist and Antioch alum. The exhibition features his 2D and 3D paintings, sculptures, and more. It's open through September 1st. More at antiochcollege.edu. We're back live in studio with Gina Chavez coming right up. Stay close to 91.3.
Hey, have you heard about Next Up? We're a collective of curious minds, creative leaders, compassionate activists, and thoughtful critics. And Next Up is our way of cultivating the next generation of WISO, listeners, volunteers, and members. We're not trapped in the backseat of our parents' car listening to NPR anymore. We're listening now, on our own. We're next. Learn more at wiso.org/nextup.
WISO listeners are hip, current, and cultured, and they love a bargain. This is Renee Wild, and when you give $10 per month or more to WYSO, you'll receive a member card that gets you 2-for-1 deals and discounts at restaurants, performances, museums, and all sorts of happenings around the listening area. You can be in the know without breaking the bank. Learn more at WYSO.org. Thanks.
And we are in the know. It is my absolute delight to welcome the winner of more than 10 Austin Music Awards, a part of the U.S. State Department and their cultural ambassadorship. She and her band have been around the world, and they are in our Gem City tonight to help us break the champagne bottle on a brand new venue. It is my pleasure to welcome to WYSO and to Excursions from Austin, Texas, Gina Chavez. Hi, Gina.
Hello. What's up? What's up?
What's up? We are absolutely excited about the beginning of a new era, and so pleased that you and your band are the very first performers there. You guys make your home in Texas, but I think it's almost fair to say you kind of make your home at venues and cultural connections across the globe, huh?
Yeah, totally. That's a great way to put it.
Isn't it? Well, it sounds like a great gig. Without any further ado, before it's all said and done, we'll hear a brand new single that has a video that accompanies it, but that's at the end. If you would, give us a sample of your fine wares.
Yeah, let's do it. And we are hot off some wild travel experiences, so y'all are getting the raw Gina Chavez experience.
Straight from the airport.
Red boys. This song is called Miles de Millas. It's about long distance love. Tips of my fingers miss the curve of your smile. Those dimples make me melt inside. But you, my love, are hard to find. I'm walking the block in the stoop of a rage, and I got no more to give than what I've given today. Need someone to steal my mind, but you, my love, are hard to find. Yeah, you are hard to find. Te quiero, me pierdo. Si tú no estás aquí, te extraño, me engaño. Para aguantar otro día más, te añoro, te espero. Miles de días desgasta mi amor. It's colder without your embrace around me. I'm frozen, devout, waiting on bended knee. Your name ignites it so. estás aquí. Vuelve amor, tú no estás aquí. Oh, vuelve amor.
In studio with Gina Chavez in advance of her performance with her fine band tonight at Levitt Pavilion, Dayton. The show gets underway at 7 o'clock, free and open to the public. The cusp of a new era here in our Miami Valley, in the heart of downtown Dayton. Gina Chavez, introduce your band, if you would.
Oh, that was all me, actually.
You were playing the mouth trumpet, a very, very impressive rendition.
I'm so excited to have these guys with me. So on bass, we have Zeke. Y'all say hi to Zeke.
Hello, Zeke.
Hello, Zeke.
On trumpet, harmony vocals, and synth, we have Michael.
Hello.
On the drums, we have Clint. And then we do have a keyboard player with us tonight, and he is... He was on a different flight than us, so we had a different experience than
right.
Daniel did.
Right. But, and so all five of you on stage tonight, and you've agreed to do something a little more pared down, but they'll probably be with fuller instrumentation this evening as well.
Yes. Yeah. Currently, I think Clint is playing a marker on a snare drum. So,
a Sharpie.
You know, yeah, he's playing a Sharpie.
It's the Snarpie. Yeah. I love innovation. We should mention, speaking of sort of paring it down, you guys are among the more popular, I think, top 15 of the NPR Tiny Desk concerts. Over 600,000 views so far. Tell me about how that connection made and you all landed on Bob Boylan's desk.
Yeah, which it's so much smaller than it actually looks. For some reason, we got there and I was like, oh, wow, this is like a legit desk area.
It's a tiny desk
zone. So, yeah, I met one of the NPR producer, or not producers, but DJs, Felix Contreras, does Alt Latino, which is a Latin podcast. Anyway, I met him years ago, and we kind of stayed in touch. He had put me on his show, and so when we came out with Uprooted was my album in 2014. And anyway, it's through connections, and I think through building relationships, which is, you know, how most things are still done these days. So I think it's, you know, who knows you? And so we just kind of built that relationship with Felix, and over a few years after getting on like First Listen and All Things Considered, Tiny Desk was kind of a natural next step. And my lovely wife, who's also my manager, she really cultivated those relationships. So.
Wonderful. Yeah. GinaChavez.com for more information on our guest today. That's spelled just like you'd think, GinaChavez.
As. I like how you said that. It's like a Z and an S together.
GinaChavez.com for full details. Or just come tonight. The show gets underway at 7 o'clock right there in Dave Hall Plaza in the heart of our gym city.
Woo-hoo.
Just a delight. If you would, play us another, please.
All right. So we're going to do this is an oldie but a goodie. This is called Embrujo. And we actually, so I do kind of a mix of English and Spanish music. I'm half Mexican, half Swiss German, and kind of have been discovering my Latin roots through music. I didn't grow up speaking Spanish or really having much of my connection to my Latin roots. And so anyway, so that's kind of, as I go on a journey, y'all get to come with me. And anyway, so I went to Argentina when I was a wee college student, and became fascinated by a rhythm called Chacarera. And so we're going to play a little bit of that for you now. So this is called Embrujo, and it's about my experience in Argentina.
Memorias de Argentina inundan mis fantasías. A la patria tan extrañada que traiga a mí su mañana. Patria tan extrañada
That was great. Gina Chavez, live on Excursions, live on stage tonight at 7 o'clock, a part of the very, very first performances what will be certainly a tradition, a longstanding venue opening this evening in our Gem City, the Lovett Pavilion, Dayton, presenting Gina Chavez tonight at 7, GinaChavez.com. Well, with the notion of how many vectors you seem to embody, I guess it's no wonder that you would be chosen by the State Department to be a sort of a cultural ambassador. What an honor!
Totally, yeah. It's crazy the amount of the amount of travel that we've gotten to do with music, and to be able to share original music across the world, I think is pretty cool. But also, you know, we obviously play a fusion of styles, and people like it resonates with people everywhere. You know, we were in Kyrgyzstan most recently, and that was a return to the stands. So we actually did really well in Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, so much so that Kyrgyzstan was like, hey, news is spreading across the region.
Please,
like,
we want swing you to come our back.
Way. Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful.
So
how are you received? Yeah. I mean, music is music. We can all, you know, appreciate on harmony and tap our feet. So yeah. I imagine there's not a lot, I mean, that it's a very natural, ambassadorship for you.
Totally. I think that I also really love learning even just pieces of languages. You know, I think it's amazing to me how much, you know, it's like music is a universal language, but even when you go to a new culture, just learning a couple words or something, especially in a culture that doesn't have a lot of access to Americans or American music. And that's typically where the State Department sends us. Like, we don't go to France, you know, we go
right.
to Jordan, we go to Costa Rica, we go to Saudi Arabia. And so, it's been really neat to see even just like what using a few phrases will do. People just light up. And we try to make our music as interactive as possible so that people understand that you don't have to have studied music to be able to participate. Like, we all have a voice. We all have, you know, a way to make noise with our body. We can all scream and shout or whatever. And I think that's it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. So please tell me that you have a secret, like, teletype machine somewhere in your home from which it just starts making a noise and you go look and you're like, oh, we got our marching orders from the State Department. We're going to Kyrgyzstan.
I like that. That's totally what happens. Yeah, it's totally. I've got a secret phone with a red button on it.
Do you get to have any hand in that, or is it really an assignment? You're going to
Kyrgyzstan.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what happens is we're kind of in the embassy sphere now. So embassies across the world, they need American, you know, cultural groups to come and perform and kind of be able to, they want to share American culture, right? And so there's a whole part of, you know, a few of your tax dollars are going towards programs like this that are purely sharing culture. There's nothing more to it than that. You know, and that's what's cool is, like, we get on the ground and, you know, a lot of times we'll ask kind of if we do an interview, are there things to avoid just more for safety than anything? But no one ever tells us, like, what to say or what not to say. You know, I'm a lesbian. And of course, like, in Saudi Arabia, I'm not shouting that from the rooftops. Mm. But I also wouldn't necessarily, like, lie if somebody asked me, you know,
sure.
to my face. But, you know, we're not ever told, you know, you can or can't say this about the American government or anything like that. It's really nice. And I think that's one thing I've noticed across the world is that, like, we really are free here. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's something that I didn't understand as much, you know, until I get in other places in the world, especially being a female fronted band
mm-hmm.
and singing to a segregated audience in Jordan where they were literally split down the middle of, like, women and families.
That's like back in the
men.
Days of segregation. It's just a different kind.
It's really wild. It's really wild. And at the same time, it's also their culture. And, you know, a lot of times mm-hmm. they don't necessarily want to change it because that's what
right.
they know. And so there's also the mentality of understanding that, like, we don't know everything and we don't necessarily know what people need.
Yeah.
And so we're not there to, like, you know, we're just there to share. That's really it.
Here's a little slice of our cultural essence.
Yeah, totally.
GinaChavez.com for more information, or best yet, find yourself out this evening at Lovett Pavilion for the inaugural performance. Speaking of honors, thanks. I'm so glad you guys agreed to come and do this for us, open a new event that I think will be a part of the cultural fabric of our city for a long time. I've got one queued up. I want to play that, but do you have another short one? We're coming up on the news at the top of the hour. Is there another little something you could share with us, a taste of
something.
Things?
What could we do, guys? Let's see. Yeah, we could do a little song called She Persisted.
That's a good
like that one.
Yeah. It's Gina Chavez live on Excursions.
That's fine. One, two, three, four.
GinaChavez.com. Gina Chavez live with us, live on stage tonight, sort of smashing the musical champagne against the good ship, Levitt Pavilion, Dayton. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock. I was checking the weather. Should be mid, you know, maybe upper 70s. Perfect.
Ooh,
weather.
Oh my gosh. We're coming from Texas. It's like 102 in Texas.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I got the new single queued up. You can find this on YouTube. It has a really lovely video that accompanies it. And speaking of freedom and persisting, this sort of born of the fact that you finally found love with your good wife. You married a couple years after it became legal in Texas, and this is a song that I believe kind of reflects that.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're both Catholics, and it's kind of a, you know, how do we, you know, we're all multifaceted, and we don't all fit in boxes really nicely, and I think that's actually a beautiful thing. So
it is.
Yeah.
It's
right?
The distinctions that makes it.
Right?
A better stew.
Who wants to fit in a box?
Who wants
anyway?
To fit in a
That's
box?
That's boring.
Gina Chavez, spelled just like you'd think. I'll put this all on our website so you can see that there. GinaChavez.com for more information. But best way to connect is be downtown for the inauguration of the
Woo-hoo!
Levitt Pavilion, Dayton. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock. Gina, crew, thank you so much for being here today.